Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Hello, hello, what's up everybody, and how y'all doing? This is your host Ingrid Ty, and you're back with No Filter News and Talk, and we here with Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are on the radio now. Big accomplishment. Yes, everybody. Listen, I'm going to jump right in because I don't have a lot of time. So listen, today's topic is why so angry, sis. Yes, why are you so angry? Listen, you will be looking for the impossible woman if you think you can find one without any hint of baggage or insecurity. With a little bit of mild insecurity, you just might have to learn to manage it. Now let's jump right in. How many of y'all have seen so many women out here that is just so angry, so mad, so bitter? You know, you speak to their man or their husband and they're ready to take your head off and even work with their husband. And you say, well, hey, Bill, hey, Jack, hey, Jim. They looking at you, eyes roll and, you know, evil stares. What's going on? Listen, there are signs of an insecure woman. Are you her? Are you dating her? Do you know her? Let's see. Let's go back and see. Now listen, number one, if she's defensive. Yes, if she's always on the defensive, she takes everything as criticism and jumps straight to being defensive. I mean, what's up? That's the number one sign that you're dealing with an insecure, or you are an insecure person, and you cannot be better for nobody else unless you learn who you are. You got to know your strengths, and you got to know your weaknesses, just like as a job application. But outside of anybody that's looking at you, you got to know you. You know what I'm saying? You got to be real with yourself. But yeah, dang, I did just jump down his throat. I am a little bit defensive. You know, you really got to really go there with yourself. Like, how many of y'all really go there with yourself? Let's go to number two. Number two. And that wasn't even number two. I'm getting my paperwork together. Hold up. Okay. She's controlling. She's like an authoritarian. She's very controlling. What's going on with that? An insecure woman will feel threatened if you find any satisfaction or validation outside of their relationship. But I mean, trying to control a man is just like the wrong, or better yet, control a person. I mean, you try to control the situation, anything they do or they say, you just, you control it. You try to, it's almost like it's a thin line between controlling and bullying. It's almost like a bully type deal. You control it. You can't control grown people. And number three is you get jealous. Are you that person? Do you know her? Are you dating her? Are you married to her? That's what I want to know. Are you married to her? You know, she gets jealous. Jealousy is a result of insecurity. I mean, but every little thing, as I was saying in the beginning of the show, you can't even speak to people without that person getting jealous and making snarls and, you know, rolling their eyes. You can't even get your food at a restaurant because your waitress looks some type of way. So now your woman is just, oh, my gosh, she's jealous. Why are you smiling so hard at her? Why are you looking at her? You know, every little thing is like it's jealousy. Ladies, we got to let that go. It's not cute. It's not us. That is not our nature. Why so angry, sis? That man, is he making you feel insecure? What's going on? Do he flirt too much? What's going on? Y'all got to talk to me. And number four, she belittles you and others. Ow. Now, see, that goes back to that controlling. But she belittles, talk down. That ain't cute. That's why you look like such and such. Or you shouldn't even be wearing that. You shouldn't even be putting that on. You know, just really belittle you. And, you know, that's how you know that you're dealing with an insecure person. Now, this person could be your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, your cousin. That person could be anybody, your homegirl. You know, she constantly just belittles. She attacks every little area. She wants to drag you down to her own self-hate level. Some negative to say about everything. Yeah, you're dealing with somebody like that. Yeah, she belittles you and others. Number five, she needs constant validation. I mean, like, what's going on? And reinforcement. An insecure woman is not comfortable in her own skin. So while she will belittle you to make you feel, listen to this now, to make herself feel better, at the same time she needs validation from you. I mean, what's going on? Oh, nah, number six, feel guilty, or she makes you even feel insecure. Has your girl ever made you feel guilty for spending time with other people? Well, I thought we was going to chill together. I thought we was going to go out together. I thought we was going to have fun together. Why are you going with them? Why are you not going with me? Why are you not chilling with me? You know, really, they get all your time. Your mama and them, they get all your time. What? Are you dealing with an insecure person? This is how you know you're dealing with an insecure person. But if you're observing, listen to this, people. If you're observing a lot of these signs, perhaps it's time to acknowledge that the relationship is toxic and move on. Now, this does not always mean relationship-wise as far as like marriage and boyfriend, girlfriend. This could be your homegirl. Do you know her? And number seven, she holds grudges. Oh, yes, yeah, she holds grudges. I mean, she mad. She loves keeping score. You know what I'm saying? Everything you do, she keeps a score. And she holds grudges forever. She doesn't feel worthy of your love, so she feels that she has to hold one over all the time. Well, remember when you did that? I ain't say nothing. Oh, well, go back to September the 24th. Remember when you said that you didn't love me no more? I mean, just stuff like that, constantly letting it, never letting it go. Go back to January the 13th, 2005. See, she holds grudges. I mean, y'all can't move forward with that. What's going on? And number eight, she overreacts. Do you know somebody like that? I mean, everything. Listen, let me give y'all a quick story time. I was in the club, and I went out with my homegirl and her boyfriend. You know, having a good time. This is what we do. We have fun. But he went to the back because they have a smoking section. He went to the back to smoke. Well, she goes back there, check up on him a little while later. She comes back, and she's upset because he was sitting next to a woman. I was like, well, that's what smokers normally do. You know, you in there, you conversating. That don't mean that this man is trying to date this woman. They could have been trying to hook up. Then again, they could not have been. You can't overreact on every little thing. And now everybody's looking at you. When you think nobody's looking at you, they really watching you. So now your whole mood changed. He can't even hug you because you're telling him to get away from you off something that you really don't even know for sure. What's up with that? You can't overreact at everything. You drive people away like that. You really do. Or somebody who, just say you go out with your girlfriends and always overreacting. You know, you can't even place a decent meal. Oh, y'all put mayonnaise on my sandwich? What? No, you didn't. I told y'all don't put no mayonnaise. You can't deal with people like that. Listen, those are signs that they are insecure. And number nine, every problem is always, always somebody else's. It's always somebody else's fault. Never taking the blame, always playing the victim. Oh, God, do you know somebody like, hey, it wasn't me. Well, I only did that because instead of just owning it, and owning it, this person will always, always, I just had to pause, like always, blame someone else. What's up with that, though? I'm telling you, that's a sign an insecure woman is not capable of self-reflection, because that will mean acknowledging her limitations and her weaknesses. And number 10, you can't have an honest discussion about the relationship. Absolutely not. You cannot. I don't care who it is. You can't have no honest discussion about the relationship because they're always going to just be on the defensive. Relationships hold a mirror up to our flaws. And when the rose-tinted glass wear off and you start to notice each other, shortcomings, conflict will emerge. Wow, that's crazy. And number 11, she encourages failure. Insecure people don't know how to succeed. So instead, they love to see other people wallowing in failure. Yes, they do. And number 12, she needs you to need her. She want to feel wanted. She want to feel loved. You know, she needs that. And number 13, she abandons her own life to merge with yours. Since an insecure woman isn't happy with her own life, she will seek to merge with yours. Wow. Now, those are some signs that you're dealing with an insecure woman, and if that's the case, you better beware. You know, you got to do some serious self-evaluations because that makes a toxic relationship. Doesn't matter who it is. So, listen, that is my quick radio show, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Catch me back here every Tuesday and Thursday at 6:30 p.m. I love y'all, and I'm out.